Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman and our distinguished chairman, Mr. Bob Ball, members of the family, all the distinguished guests who are gathered here this afternoon, all of you other loving friends, however Cohen, it's a great exhilaration for all of us to be here, to have an opportunity to pay tribute to this great and good man, Wilbur Cohen. It hadn't been but a few days and since Bob Ball and Arthur Fleming and I and some others, most of us who'd been associated with Wilbur Cohen for nearly 50 years in social programs, were talking about health legislation now pending before the Congress. Wilbur Cohen had come up here from Austin to participate in our deliberations and in trying to formulate a program that we should follow. There he sat, I can see him now, animated, vivacious, vital, working on a new project that meant something to better the lives of many of his fellow Americans. I remember very well how he insisted there must be provision for the elderly who are the victims of catastrophic illness and condemned to long-term care. And he says, listen, while we are wedded to the cause of the elderly, we mustn't forget the children. We must provide for children who have long-term and sustained illness. His soul searched for the perfect, but his keen mind reached for the practical. He was a great social engineer. So far as I know, the only living man who helped those who brought it forth nearly 50 years ago, a little over 50 years ago, to write the Social Security bill. And in administrative procedures for many years thereafter, finally as Secretary of Health and Education and Welfare in the administration of that program into which he had poured his warm heart. Probably no other legislation, no legislation that I know of in the 50 years I've been here, has had as much impact upon the lives of so many people as the Social Security program. And I know of no man other than President Roosevelt and the Dean Witter, whom Wilbur Cohen came here to help, having been his student at the University of Wyoming, more deserving of credit for that noble institution than Wilbur Cohen. After he left the government, he went back into the academic world and finally concluded his life with distinguished service as a professor at the Lyndon B. Johnson School of Government at Athens, where a noble service of memorial was held recently by other lovers and admirers of Wilbur Cohen. But Wilbur Cohen devoted his life to trying to make life better for other people. He gave his great genius not to climbing the ladder of other kinds of success, but for lightening the burden to be borne by others whose backs were already borne down by the load they had to carry. He strove to see every man, woman, and child in America through some sort of a wise, properly American-designed plan, be able to get the medical care that he or she should have. He believed every human being was a child of God and sacred in character and worth. And when people talked of the cost of programs that would save the lives and improve the health of people, he thought not just in terms of dollars, but in terms of life and health and happiness. Sir Wilbur Corn devoted his great life, his great energies, his noble genius to brightening the pathway of his fellow men and women, and for the children whom we cherish so highly. For 49 years, he had the privilege of partnership and companionship and love with a beautiful and lovely lady who shared to the utmost his great accomplishments and helped him in the attainment of his noble deeds. He left fine children proudly to bear his honored name into the distant future. But even more than that, Wilbur Corn will live in the memory, in the hearts, and in the gratitude of innumerable Americans for whom he made life better and often longer and happier. And so it is with great pride and with deep humility and with the warmest expressions my heart is capable of that I join you in tribute to that good and great man, that noble, that shining American, Wilbur Corn.